Well, good morning. It is 6:22 a.m. on Friday. Woohoo! Friday. February 17th, 2023. 40 degrees.
Yay!
Which is 4.4 degrees Celsius. 44.4, lots of fours in there. All the fours. 80% humidity. Overcast, but not a drop of rain. Yay! As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearl Cast, y'all. Morning. Dog said good morning. So, I've become attuned to the avian vocabulary of the city, apparently. I was walking around yesterday, and I heard a very different bird song. I heard a bird song that I have not heard in a long time. Probably about a season or so. And it was very definitively not a crow or a chickadee, any of the birds that linger in the wintertime. This is very definitely a different bird. And it had that springtime quality to it, that lyrical, bright, not winter sound to it. And I was like, oh my God, that's so cool. That's like spring is coming. But I've never had that experience of hearing a spring bird song and recognizing it as such. That was really cool. So I'm feeling very urban Aragornish at that point. So let me walk you down. I was sitting there marinating, and I'm just watching my thoughts tumble. Actually, I wasn't watching. I was just letting them tumble. And I got to a thought. And it's like, how did I get to this thought? How did I get here? Have you ever done that? You're just thinking, it's like, wait, why am I, how did I get to thinking about that? And you start backtracking your thoughts, trying to figure out, you know, what sequence of events got you to where you are. So bear with me. I'm going to walk you through this cascade of thoughts and introduce you to the mayhem that is Dave's thought process. So I wanted to tell you that yesterday I had lunch with Abby, and we went to, it was a lovely lunch. I do enjoy her company. She's a very nerd, and we dive into all kinds of exploits. We talked a lot about AI yesterday, and anyway, it was a lovely lunch, and we ate at a place called Mirka, which is a Vietnamese place that Muse introduced me to during one of my visits back in the day. And they have the best pho. It is something about the way it's spiced and the ingredients they use. It's very fresh and it's very flavorful. It's just very comforting, very filling. And, you know, when you look at their menu and you see the food when it comes out, it's like, this is Vietnamese food. This is, I mean, you could take this restaurant and put it in any Vietnam city and it would be seamless. It's so good. And honestly, it's so let's say authentic, that sounds kind of touristy, but it's honest. It's real food. The proprietor is very clearly Vietnamese, and he makes his way around and checks and makes sure everybody's enjoying their food. And the dishes that are listed there, they aren't, there's an Americanization, or maybe a, I don't know, a, what's the word I'm looking for? A homogenization of dishes that happens where, they try and make the menu digestible by pals, not by pals, by people. Good morning. And this made no effort to do that. Here are all the dishes that I cook, whether you understand them or not. It's lovely. So it was definitely something that I'm glad I went back. I'm gonna go back again, because I had the same thing I had last time, because it was so good. This is the beef pho. But they got vermicelli noodle dishes and clay pot dishes, and oh, so many things. But it was really, it's kind of, places like that are a celebration. You know, it's like, and it's a privilege, it feels like, to go there, and you feel very smart because you know this place exists. It's like, yes, not everybody knows about this place, and a lot of people do. It's not like it's exclusive information, but finding something that good, that's like a feather in your cap. That's sorry, somebody took two orange cones that you put out on the street to direct traffic. They stacked one on top of the other, narrow end together, so it looks like an hourglass of caution cones. That's weird. You go, Portland. Keep it weird, baby. So this is the tumble of my thoughts. So, lunch with Abby, to the authenticity of fabulous restaurants, and the joy and love that clearly goes into the creating of those things, which got me thinking about the 100-foot journey and the passion and the joy that was expressed and articulated in that movie for food on the part of the, not only the protagonist, but pretty much all of the characters, or most of the characters in there, just have this passion for the language and the ritual and the manifestation of food, and its preparation and consumption and the ingredients and the process and all of that. It's sorcery, it's alchemy, it's magnificent. And I love movies like that, like Big Night, Chef, 100-foot Journey. God, that's the big three right there for me. And if you know any other food shows, I saw Menu, which I guess that kind of falls under the category. Not nearly as joyful an expression of food and cooking, but still definitely a food movie. Any joyful food? Good grief! Any joyful food movies? Please clue me in. So, I guess that was the recycling bin. Trash guys are emptying. That was loud. So I'm thinking about that movie, and I got to thinking about the characters and the storyline, and I thought about, this is going to be kind of spoilery, but not huge, but some. So, the father of the protagonist of the story has this rivalry going on with Helen Mirren, who is the owner of the French restaurant across the street from their Indian restaurant that they... Are you going? No. Okay. The French restaurant where they set up their Indian restaurant across the street. Hence the name 100 Foot Journey. And there's a point in the story... Here's where the spoilers come in. Point in the story where the father and Helen Mirren's character fall in love. And the moment that it happened is intriguing. You know, it's later in the film, but he's talking about how the life that they've kind of settled into, that Helen Mirren is kind of his girlfriend. And you can tell the use of that word is very uncertain on his part. He's not sure how she's going to take it. And of course, the audience isn't sure how she's going to take it either, because she's this uptight French chick who runs a restaurant, a Michelin-starred restaurant. And her reaction is intriguing. No facial expression change at all. But they're sitting at his restaurant across the street, and she gets up and walks across the street to her restaurant. And he's baffled. No comment, no observation, no eye contact, nothing. She just leaves. And he's baffled and kind of follows her to the door of his place and sees that she goes into her place but leaves the door open. And he's perplexed. And he goes in, and Helen Mirren's in the main open room of the restaurant, and music is playing, and they start to dance, and their romance begins in earnest. And it's like, part of me is like, that is so cool. And part of me is like, was that a test? Was that... If he hadn't gone across the street, would she have just said, he does not love me enough. I will not pursue him. I don't get that. I'm not down with calculated tests of love. That just doesn't sit well with me. How you doing?
You know Tom Rogers? The architect?
No, I don't.
He looks like you were taller.
I look like a tall architect. Okay. Thanks, Portland. Anyway, so that's the tumble of my brain of a morning. That's what happens when I sit down and marinate. It's like, just, here you go. I've just given you an insight into the weird ping pong rabbit hole of Dave's brain. Welcome to my world. And I'm deep into Jameson Square, so I'm going to wrap this bad boy up. It's Friday. It's that day. It's the weekend is upon us. Just one more day, and you can tumble into that warm blanket or frothy bouncy ball funhouse that is your weekend, whatever you choose to make it to be. So, I hope you have a fabulous Friday. I hope the ping pong rabbit hole of your brain takes you to intriguing mental spaces. you can track your way back to sanity and sit back and marvel at the progression of thoughts that moves so strangely in our brains. And however it goes down, trust the words of Zigzag Claiborne. And he says, despite everything y'all create, add to the world. Morning. And I will tell you to love fearlessly. Whether it's a person, whether it's cooking, whether it's writing, whatever it is that gets your blood pumping. and your brain sparking. Do that all the way. You won't regret it. You can't go wrong. And I promise you, I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.